This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Lee Povey and Miriam Gletz, the co-founders of Coaches Soul, a company that provides sports coaches with the support, coaching, community, and leadership development they need to excel. And Lee and Miriam, thanks for joining us here today.
Morning, Eric. Thanks for having us.
You're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you both on. So Lee, for starters, while we have you here, what makes the difference between a training course and a transformational experience?
Yeah, great question. Thank you, Eric. Often you see consultants going to businesses or training courses online, and they tell you how to do things. And the advice is usually excellent. Like, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And then people can't do it. And what we work on is why they can't do it. And that is your stuff. So that's your emotional stuff that can get in the way of you behaving like you'd want to behave. These are things that we've learned to kind of adapt through our childhood as we're growing that protected us through that journey. But then there's an adult getting in the way. And it's, you know, that kind of thing where you feel really frustrated. You might look back on some behavior and go, why did I do that? Or why did I show up like that in that meeting? Or why did I choose to do this? Or why am I struggling to be motivated right now? Why can't I do this thing I want to do? And that feeling of stuckness, that's where we'll meet you, help you uncover that. We call those survival mechanisms. We'll expose those. And from understanding yourself in a different way, you get more choice about how you do want to behave, so that then when you do get these consultancies or these training courses, you're now able to take that information on and put it into practice.
Yeah, thanks for your response. That certainly is a great place to start, and also some great information to lead things off here today. Now, for you, what actually is leadership? Talk to us about leadership from your point of view.
Yeah, I could talk about that for days, Eric. It's my favorite subject. I think there's two main things that stand out to me, and the research kind of backs this up. So one is empowering everybody around you to be a better version of themselves. And then how you do that is meeting people where they're at. So if you hear a leader say, well, I have a particular leadership style and everybody has to work with me and the way I work, that for me is a good clue that that person is an immature leader, because everybody works differently. We all have different preferences in the way that we learn things, in the way that we communicate. And our job as leaders is to meet people where they're at. So that means us adjusting ourselves to be more effective with those people that we're working with, instead of expecting them to just work in one particular style that we feel comfortable with. So for me, great leadership is being a bit of a chameleon. You can talk to different people in the organization, in your sports team, in different ways to know, you know, who needs that kick up the butt, who needs that arm around their shoulders, who needs really positive affirmations all the time, who can take more critical feedback. And I'm working with that person to empower them to be the best version of themselves.
That is a great response. I like that a lot. Thank you so much. Now, Miriam, also great to have you with us. What are the new ways coaches can seek support to avoid isolation?
Hi, Eric. Thank you for the question. So the role of a sports coach is actually really difficult because it's physically and emotionally demanding, with long hours and working over the weekend and in the evening. And so we find that coaches often are on their own and don't have also much of a support system in those hours. They can't really confide in their managers or assistant coaches, athletes or parents, for example. And so they find themselves in position of isolation. And so for us, you know, the best place to find support is with other sports coaches. And I say that, and I think it's the same for Lee, but we both were sports coaches, and this comes from experience where we find that you can learn a lot from what other coaches have been through, what they've created, how they've innovated, and especially from sports coaches from other sport. And so this is part of what we offer with Coaches Soul, is having that opportunity to connect with coaches from other sports and discuss, you know, your challenges together in the format of a facilitated coaching group.
And Miriam, thanks for your feedback there. Most helpful. Today, we're speaking with both Lee Povey and Miriam Glatz, the co-founders of Coaches Soul, a company that provides sports coaches with the support, coaching, community, and leadership development they need to excel, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, back to you, Lee. What is burnout, and how do we look for the signs of one that has burnout?
Yeah, well, it just leads on so nicely from what you just asked Miriam about isolation. And isolation leads to burnout, as does what Miriam described there, working these long hours under a lot of pressure. So burnout can be physical and emotional, and it's basically just overgoing what our limits are. And from overgoing those limits, we start to take on fatigue, we start to not sleep properly, we start to eat properly, and obviously we can't show up as effectively as we'd like. And burnout is caused by stress. And it's not that stress is bad, because stress is fine. You know, same as we put our athletes through stress to get an adaptation, we can go through a stress as coaches, and that's okay. What we don't tend to be very good at doing is processing the stress. So, you know, we think we close the laptop, or we walk away from the pitch, and we think the stress is finished. And it's not, it's still there. It's still ruminating around in our minds. And we're just not very good, typically, as sports coaches, at processing that stress. And, you know, ways of processing that stress are some gentle exercise. So going for a swim or going for a walk. And then what we offer through Coaches Soul is some other ways of processing that stress, which is one-to-one coaching, where you get to talk to somebody about what's going on for you, you get some support, you get an opportunity to vent. So venting is an important way to process stress in a healthy way. Sometimes people get stuck in that venting and all they're doing is complaining, and then that's where having a mentor coach really helps, because then you move to solutions, right? How are we going to help you with those issues? And then, as Miriam mentioned, we've got the group offering. I've been running groups for 20 plus years. They're incredibly effective. There's nothing like being in a room of people experiencing something like you. When you feel isolated and you're the only person experiencing this difficult situation, life feels incredibly difficult and very big. You're in a room and you've got six or seven people looking back at you going, "That happens to me too." And putting their hands up and going, "Yeah, I feel the same as you." It's very calming, and it makes you realize that you're not by yourself, and there's other people that are willing to support you and be there for you and kind of hold you in that space. So I think, you know, looking after yourself physically, eating well, sleeping well, things like meditation, walks outside in nature, and then that emotional component of having somebody you can talk to, offload what's happening for you, and then create a plan moving forwards of how you look after yourself in a more healthy way.
Great information there, Lee, and I am sure you've motivated and inspired someone tuning in already here today. Miriam, what does Coaches Soul do that's so different in the space from the training you might get from, say, a sports federation?
I think, Eric, Coaches Soul is different in a way that it's offering something that others don't offer in the sports world. So, for example, sports coaches are usually very well knowledgeable about technical, physical, and the tactical part of their jobs. That's what they have experienced as athletes before transition to being coaches. And that's what is being reinforced through their training as well. But there is very little education provided on the communication, personal development, leadership area of sports coaching. In a sense, kind of what is happening perhaps with athletes, where we always say, you know, 90% of the game is won through the mental skills, yet we focus mostly on training physically and as a team. And so what we are providing to the coaches is that training, that ongoing education to sports coaches on areas of leadership, communication, providing feedback, team building. Anything that you would be learning in a corporate environment as part of your development and your ongoing education. It's not as common, and it's very rarely provided to sports coaches, often for lack of time. And so that's what we really target is providing training to the coaches on these areas through what Lee has mentioned, one-on-one coaching, peer groups, feedback on their training. So we video the coaches and provide feedback on how they articulate what they're saying. So those are our three main services, but what we offer is fairly different to what you would find in their just general education as sports coaches.
Once again, we want to thank the both of you, Lee and Miriam, for joining us here today on behalf of Coaches Soul and what you provide in this space. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we do conclude today?
Yeah, thanks for inviting us, Eric. Thanks for giving us an opportunity to share what we do. And, you know, speaking for myself and Miriam, I'm sure we really want to just help coaches have a better experience. So a better experience of the work that they're doing, feeling more capable in the work that they're doing, that they're not alone, that there are people that have experienced what they're experiencing and are there to support them, either one of our team of coach mentors or just from them being in a group and experiencing what other coaches go through. And we want you to enjoy it. I know there was times myself as a coach, I didn't enjoy my job as much as I'd like to because I was so stressed and I didn't know how to deal with that. We want people to have a really good working experience. So the coaches to have a great working experience, the athletes to have a great working experience. And I know that when I see most successful teams or programs, people are having fun. They're doing the hard work. Like, sport is never not going to be hard. They're doing the hard work, but they're enjoying it as well. And you can really feel that they're playing with a playful atmosphere, or they're approaching the whole thing with play. And that's what I'd like coaches to experience too.
Certainly a great place to conclude. And again, we thank you for joining us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Coaches Soul online and be in contact accordingly?
Eric, they can find us at our website, coachessoul.com. They can email us at info@coachessoul.com, or they can reach us through our phone number, which is available on the website as well.
And certainly the location that does it all, it is coachessoul.com. Lee and Miriam, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
And you're both more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Lee Povey and Miriam Glutz, the co-founders of Coaches Soul, a company that provides sports coaches with the support, coaching, community, and leadership development they need to excel. And for all the details, once again, visit CoachesSoul.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.